anger, letters. On hearing reports of a boy riding on the back of a dolphin in the 1st century AD. 1. The day the whales came ashore. Day 1, March 15th, 2000, 7:45 a.m. Sandy Point, Abaco Island, the Bahamas. Powered by his second cup of coffee, Ken Balcom was motoring through his orientation speech for the Earthwatch Institute volunteers who had flown in the night before. The workday started early at Sandy Point, and Balcom was eager to finish his spiel and get out onto the water before the sun got high and hot. "Take as many pictures as you like," he told them, "but leave the marine life in the ocean. Conches in the Bahamas are listed as a threatened species, so you can't take their shells home as souvenirs." After a breakfast of sliced papaya and peanut butter sandwiches, a dozen volunteers sprawled across the worn couches of the modest beachfront house that Balcom rented with his wife and research partner, Diane Claridge. Here, on the underpopulated southwestern tip of Abaco, far from the posh resorts on the tiny out-islands elsewhere in the Bahamas, the only tourist activity was bone fishing in the clear, bright shallows of the continental shelf. What the tourists rarely glimpsed